tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang ku ragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Sudah tahu dia tentang diri yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang ku ragukan dia akan bertahan mungkin memiliki diriku.
Voice of Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. Indonesia is continuing the evacuation of its citizens stranded in Iran amid the country's ongoing conflict with Israel. Andi Rahmayanto, Director General for Protocol and Consular Affairs at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said that the government is collecting data for the second phase of evacuations following the successful repatriation of 97 Indonesians in the first round. Rahmayanto said that there are still 380 Indonesian citizens in Iran, so the government has decided to proceed with the second evacuation and currently monitoring the numbers. Deputy Speaker of Indonesia's People Consultative Assembly, Lestari Murdijat, has emphasized the importance of ensuring children's access to appropriate information, urging all stakeholders to support related initiatives. She said in a statement issued recently that effort to develop the Children's Friendly Information Center to uphold children's right to appropriate information must be supported by all parties. That's the news.
Separuh hatiku yang ku berikan hanya untukmu. Ku harap engkau masih menyimpannya. Jangan kau pernah melupakannya. Kata yang tak terucap. cinta yang telah terucap.
Listeners, today's edition of Music Corner of Traditional Song, we present a song from West Sumatra.
entitled I Am Dan Lapeh. The song I Am Dan Lapeh was composed by Nur Seha, while the melody was written by Abdul Hamid. In 1950s, the song was popular both in Indonesia and abroad, such as Malaysia, Vietnam, and even Japan. Although it has a cheerful arrangement, the song tells the sadness of someone who has lost a chicken. The chicken in the song, Ayam Dan Lapeh, symbolizes wealth or things that are very valuable for a person. The lyrics also mention some places in West Sumatra that have beauty, such as Pagaruyung, Pandai Sike, and Batu Sangkar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Sumatra, Ayam Dan Lapeh by Deradi. Enjoy!
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Ahmad Faisal on Indonesia Today on Wednesday, 25th June 2025. Well, with my great pleasure, I would like to say thank you very much because until now you still stay tuned and keep on listening to our program, listeners, on Indonesia Today only. Well, to all of you who are listening our program, I also hope that you still do your best, you still continuously create about something that is very useful for you, and this can also make you such feel better than before, and also as a new improvement of yourself. This must be gained, of course, by yourself. Just make sure that everything is, if everything is possible, then you are able to do your best, then you are able to make everything as your goodness, and just make sure that today must be better than yesterday. Well, here we have also information that we would like to share you. In this case, the Indonesian government is working to evacuate around 380 citizens from Iran, which is currently embroiled in an intense conflict with Israel. Well, Deputy Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Ludwig Paulus, has stated that some Indonesian nationals have declined to leave and they are reluctant to evacuate due to long journey involved. He said the trip from Tehran to Azerbaijan takes 16 hours by land, followed by a government arranged flight. According to him, the government has urged Indonesian citizens in Iran and neighboring countries to remain vigilant and prepare for the possible escalation of the conflict. And the first group evacuees from Iran was scheduled to arrive in Jakarta. And here, the government has offered them two options to return. In accordance with the Ministries of Defense principles, defense attached are coordinating with Indonesian embassies to monitor the situation and assist with security plans.
Mata dunia memang lain. salami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, up next is a song called Banyu Moto. Banyu Moto is composed by Hari Marwanto. It was released in June 2020 on YouTube. The word Banyu Moto comes from the Javanese language, which means tears. The lyrics itself tells the story of a song written by someone for their beloved, containing a heartfelt promise to remain faithful and loyal to their partner until the end of life. Well, listeners, here is Banyu Moto by Nella Karisma and Dori Harsa. Happy listening.
Kanggo kowe sing paling tak tenani nganti saiki Gawe ayem ing ati
seliramu tresnoku.
Agar dunia terang cerah,
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, whatever you do, just make sure that this must be done wholeheartedly and effectively. Well, talking about effectiveness, and you know that we believe that everything is possible, and if we are able to try anything, something, anything new, that must be carried out continuously. So this has also you know, something to do with, you know, about goodness or eagerness and even willingness from ourselves. Whatever it is, just make sure that you are able to make it very well, you are able to work it out. Well, listener, we have also another, you know, wise word. It has something to do with our quote of the day. Now it is from Tan Malaka. He said, "No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come." Well, Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and play a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares for the suffering of the laborers.
Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, berikan senyuman abadi. Walau hidup kadang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita. Oh.
pelangi takkan terikat waktu.
Besides being famous for the city of shrimp, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop tari topeng, or known as topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events. So I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to defend tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at the time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has thought far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiah per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri enggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariff.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama,
but in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct.
Seandainya pun,
I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. di daerah I want saya that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally, as low-level governments, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan dengan
Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Lepas panas asmara. atas mana.